I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
Hi.
Hey.
Man. And Carl Lamar.
Hey, hey.
Making his Must Hear Music Podcast debut.
Is that it? Is yes. This the first Must Hear?
I thought he's been on one before, but I'm wrong as per usual.
Big day.
This
okay.
Is a big day. Big day.
It is a big day. So we have Nicki Minaj. I mean, this is what we're going to kick off with. So Nicki Minaj Queen album arriving just a week early.
Yeah.
Although, wasn't it supposed to come out today originally anyways, and then it got pushed?
It
came out on time.
That's the best way to make people think that you're early, is that like to pledge to a time, say, oh, I'm going to be late, but just show up on time.
Just dupe everybody.
You're like, oh,
is it really though? Yeah. Like if you're like, oh, I'll meet you at 8, and then you're like, oh, I'm running late, and then you show up at 8, like no one's like, oh, he's early. They're like, well, you're here on time, so great.
Like, no, yeah.
Like, what was
pumped.
The point of originally saying that in the first place?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Anyway, so
Nicki Minaj, very anticipated new album. Called Queen. She did debut on Beats One, or was it? Yeah, and now it's on Spotify and Apple and
all those places.
Google Play, is that a thing still?
Yeah, of course.
I feel like they're gonna like take out a hit on my family after I ask that question.
Title.
On a public forum. Anyways, so Carl, so let's talk a bit about it. You specifically mentioned Barbie Dreams as a song you wanted to hone in on. Should we start with that?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, you know, Barbie Dreams, I was completely shocked. For one, she took it all the way back because she did do a track similar in 2007 called Dreams. And that's when she took the Biggie Just Playing track and she flipped it. But this time around, I was just floored because she started name dropping.
Yeah.
Started name dropping a ton of rappers. First, it was 50. Then she said, hey, designer, you look like you're in Special Ed. And all of a sudden, she took aim at Meek, which I guess we kind of had a feeling I was going to come, but I didn't think he was still flooding her DMs. That kind of threw me off. So
she calls that DJ Khaled on this?
But, listen, I did not expect that. I thought her and Khaled were cool. She was just on the Grateful album last year. They still do a ton of features together, and I think there was just a picture of her holding a side the other day. So that's kind of
weird.
Kind of messed up, man.
Yeah.
But she definitely proved that her lyricism is still A1 on that track for sure. You know.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the strongest cut for me on the album so far. I wish she led with that single, that record as a single, as opposed to a Chung Lee or Barbie Tinks, because she probably would have had
Barbie Tinks.
Yeah, it's not even on the album, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she would have had a way.
I didn't process that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Way bigger splash, you know.
I knew I didn't know she did the flip of the Biggie song 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, that's cool. That's kind of like a full circle-ish thing for her.
Right.
And it's a great, I mean, it obviously it's, you know, harkens back to the Biggie song, but then he sampled James Brown. So it's just like a really good, like anytime you're sampling James Brown. Like,
you're golden.
You're drawing from the best. But Jason, what do you think about
it? Yeah, I'm conflicted about the song because I agree with you that she sounds great on it. Like, her flow is excellent and she seems much more engaged. Maybe it's because she's tearing people apart and that makes her more engaged.
Right.
But I also wonder, like, how will this song sound in, like, 4 years. Like, yeah. Will anyone be like, what the hell? Like, it sounds like it was designed for Twitter August 2018.
Right.
And, like, that's cool. And, like, it blew up on Twitter today. But does that make it, like, durable? No. So, yeah. I don't know. I'd almost rather hear her rapping this ferociously on something that I know is going to last and that I'm going to return to. I mean, obviously you've listened to the first time and you're like shocked that she's going in on all these people, but I don't know. Like, it just, it feels like it's going to wear off.
You know,
I mean, it's an album track though. I mean, like, it wasn't released as a single. Like, I think there's room on an album for like one pretty contemporary, you know, diss track.
Sometimes I am conflicted with Nicki because I always say her records, they lack that lasting power. So I do see where Jason's coming from in that sense, because I don't know if people will be talking about this.
It's kind of like, I mean, it kind of reminds me of, like, those early Eminem singles. Now, like, those had great hooks, but also, like, hearing him go after, like, Moby and Chris Kirkpatrick on Without Me.
But those are still classics, though.
is a good example because they sound dated as hell. Like, they have great hooks, and that's why they still kind of last. But it's also, like, no one, like, teens today are like, what the hell is this guy talking about on this song?
But I think people our age, our demographic, are still gonna be able to say, oh yeah, remember when he came at Moby on this track? Or you know,
what a funny
you just mentioned Without Me, I just remember the video and the superhero outfit and everything. So
remember when he remember, like, the exclamation of that part is, nobody listens to techno, and then everyone listened to techno about 5 years later.
In fact, I did a piece of Eminem's incorrect predictions.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man.
And it was that, and then when he said that there was going to be a draft for the Iraq War.
Oh, great.
good times. But, and speaking of the quite literal devil, he is on this album on Majesty, the second track with Labyrinth. What
big
do you think of
Big Labyrinth?
This is a big, we're going to also be talking about Labyrinth's LSD project in a little bit. What do you think about that one? What do you think about the Nicki Eminem song?
To be honest, I was very much underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, M's flow is always going to be polished. It's always going to sound good.
Yeah,
but
it's real fast.
Yeah, it didn't move me. It didn't do anything for me. And I was just telling a friend of mine, I think I'm at the point where I've outgrown him. You know, I can't listen to him with that same kind of energy that I used to when I listened to the Eminem show. Mm-hmm. So when I listen to a verse now, it doesn't really do anything for me. That was the same thing with Revival. It wasn't really hitting me necessarily.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You know. It was just a...
Well, I think I'm more with Carl on this. I think Barbie Dreams is very solid. And I'm fine with something being kind of...
expendable.
A little expendable. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, I think, if anything, like, pop music in the internet era, we've learned that things that we thought were expendable really aren't. You know, there's a lot of music that was made to just kind of, like, hit the charts and then disappear, and, like, because everything on the internet lives forever, and it's easy to look up references, and there's places like Genius that, like, 10 years down the road, if a kid's like, what the hell is he talking about, like, that will explain things for you.
Sure.
That's true. I think there's nothing wrong with expendable.
It's true.
Especially if Sylvester Stallone is involved, you know.
Wow, like, good expendables joke.
Yep.
Terry Crews.
Yep, exactly. The icons. All right, well, let's listen to it. So it's Nicki Minaj's Queen album, and it's the third track, Barbie Dreams. And I would have had Odell Beckham banging the cake till I saw him hopping out of cars, dancing to Drake. I've been a five-star bitch, man, worth the Gotti. I'ma do that nigga Future dirty, worth the Scotty. Had to cancel DJ Khaled, boy, we ain't speaking. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating. YG in the game with the hammer yelling gang, gang. This ain't what I meant when I said a gang bang. Tekashi won the Minaj, I said Treyway. Curved him and went the Kim and Kanye way. All right, that was new Nicki. Let's do a Jason pick. But which Jason pick should we do? Sorry, Jason. We're gonna put you off. We're gonna go from Labyrinth to Labyrinth.
Oh, and, the Labyrinth connection.
Talk about the new LSD project.
Wow.
Which consists of singer-songwriter Labyrinth, pop powerhouse Sia, and Diplo, who is just someone who
producer.
a producer, DJ, a million things. Like that guy, like, has his hands. Like, he's probably like produced like thousands of songs at this point. Like, he's so prolific. He's crazy.
It's true.
Anyways, so they all teamed up, Labyrinth, Sia, and Diplo, for this project called LSD. It's their initials, obviously. New song is out called Thunderclouds. It's pretty interesting, I would say. When you think, like, oh, what will Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth sound like? You know, like, this is maybe not what I was expecting. I was kind of expecting, and, you know, this is, I guess, on me for coming into this song with a particular set of hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking, like, more of a Sia project with them kind of a supporting role. I was surprised how much Sia kind of takes a backseat on this song.
Yeah.
You know, her voice obviously is super distinctive, and it kind of weaves in and out of the song, but it's definitely not front and center. Like, this is like a pretty equal parts collaboration. And it's cool. Like, there's like some horns in there, like some kind of soulful, like Stax Records horns. Diplo brings a bit of the like Major Lazer kind of like summery vibes to it. I mean, the only thing I would say is that it's like, it's very like solid, but it doesn't leave a much of an immediate impression. Especially for something called Thunderclouds, you would think that it's like,
I know,
maybe packs a little more punch. I don't know. But what do you guys think of it? I'm curious.
I had the same reaction as you. Like, I thought it was really polished, and I thought that it was like obviously well produced, and there's pros at work here. But yeah, I wish it left a little bit more of an impression. Like, I listened to it like 3 times, and I can't, like, there wasn't that much that stuck around with me. So, you know, I'm still kind of bullish on this project. I think, like, it's an interesting thing to have Sia in the role of like a part of like a three-headed monster kind of mm-hmm. deal, just because she's so powerful. But to utilize her as more of a team player is interesting to me. Obviously, Labyrinth and Diplo are incredibly talented. I do wonder if, like, Sia and Labyrinth, like, because they're both, like, their strength is vocal, mm-hmm. like, vocal as vocalists, and I don't know, like...
He's a songwriter, though, dude.
Yeah,
they're
I guess
very strong songwriters.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should say, like, they're both great songwriters, but, like, in terms of, like, in not their strengths, but, like, they're such powerful vocalists,
right.
that's what I meant to say. So I do wonder if, like, the fit is right to have mm-hmm. them do, like, a whole project of duets, basically, because
yeah.
Diplo's not going to be singing. So
what if Diplo was singing, though?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, guys. I don't know. I assume that's what he sounds like.
That was wow. That was shocking. I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely curious. I don't think this is the one. To really take it over into the mainstream, but you know, I'm definitely interested in this.
Yeah. All right. Are you a Sia stan, Carl?
I can be at times. At times. I appreciate her vocals, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's an incredible vocalist. She has a good way with a hook.
I did love your Diplo impression, though.
Thank you. Yeah. It was really uncanny. Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to it. So it's LSD, song is called Thunderclouds, and here it is. All right, let's let those thunderclouds roll on by. Ha, ha, ha. All right, Jason pick finally.
All right, what's up?
Let's start with Kane Brown. So the song
Kane
is
Brown.
Weekend. Anyways,
yeah.
Hit me. What do you think about this song?
I really like the song. So Kane Brown is an up-and-coming country star. He's had a huge year.
I know up-and-coming. I mean, he's had like a number one song. Like,
yeah.
All right, whatever. Yeah.
I would I mean, he's not like a headliner yet.
That's true. Yeah.
Wow. You really came at me pretty ferocious.
Like,
there.
I brought the whip out.
You're
and
like,
cracking
up and coming country star. He's not up and coming. Joe, like, you can't see it at home, but Joe like tore off his shirt while like making that point. Yeah. He just hulked out.
Turned into the woman from Wife Swap when she's like, yeah. She's not a Christian. Do you know
he's
that?
Not up and coming. Yeah, exactly. he's an up and coming country star. He's had a huge year, and I really like this song. I think the whole country world is kind of awaiting Sam Hunt's next project. After Body Like a Back Road, where he kind of mixed in some hip hop production and had an amazing hook. This is kind of in that mode a little bit. It's a little bit more traditional country, but I just think he's really charismatic, and I think that the song really works. It's very low stakes, but you kind of go on this ride with him and you enjoy it. Like I think more than anything, this is kind of the Kane Brown song to make me feel like this dude's gonna be around for a while, and he's done like impressive. He's had some impressive songwriting in the past, but this seems like the most effortless to me, and I really appreciated it. So yeah. Kane Brown, what do you guys think?
I think whenever you're able to tap in a little bit of R&B and a little bit of hip hop, you're able to touch all sides. I think you got something special on your hands.
Yeah.
So with that being said, he definitely caught my ear. With that one.
I'm laughing, like, says the hip-hop editor. Don't worry, just like, hey, anytime you can add some hip-hop,
anytime
you gotta do it.
Just sprinkle a little bit of hip-hop in there. You're an MVP in my eyes.
I think that it, and it doesn't feel forced to me. I don't know. What'd you think, Joe?
I'm a fan of his. I've been, I'm not a country person, but I would say early supporter of his. We did... we've done some stuff on .com. I'm mush-mouthing this. We've been covering him for a minute. I really like his voice. It's different. It's interesting. It has a lot of character. I think he's a strong songwriter. I mean, yeah, this is like a safe sound. But it's very like this sounds like it was made to be a hit, and I feel like it will be a hit. And part of it is just like it's almost like catchy to the point of hypnotic, but it's also like kind of like Body Like a Back Road. It kind of like rolls on by real easily. It's not like super in your face, so it's not the kind of thing you're gonna get sick of fast. The thing that actually the opening, the kind of like spacey guitar noise, reminded me a little bit of that recent Keith Urban song, Coming Home. That's like a new direction in country.
Prog country.
Prog country. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and that guitar riff was taken from a Merle Haggard song, but it was like kind of like spaced out to make it seem like weirder. And it's got like the hip hop thing going, which a lot of country music is increasingly like playing with. But this is not like in a hokey. He's not like half rapping or anything.
Yeah.
No, it's really strong. I like him, and I like that What If song, his number one hit with Lauren Elena. He's good. Yeah.
I know. Well, I'm sorry for insulting him by calling him an up-and-coming country star.
I know. Eyes, yeah, he's really kind of an icon at this point.
Yeah, apparently.
You know,
apparently.
Long decades-running country icon, Kane Brown. Johnny Cash who?
Garth who?
Yeah, never heard.
That's bold.
All right, whatever. This has gone on long enough.
Let's listen to some Kane Brown.
Kane Brown song's called Weekend.
Watch a whole season of Seinfeld or Friends, while I watch that afternoon sun shining in, right through the blinds and onto your skin. Yeah, there's something to see. 3 days just ain't enough and time's ticking, so keep that cherry red lipstick sticking on me. Yeah, let's just keep just chilling on.
All right, that was Kane Brown. Let us go to another hip-hop heavy hitter. We got J. Cole, who has a new song, Album of the Year, out. It is a freestyle. Freestyle is in the title, just in case you hit this song and you're like, wait, is this a freestyle? Oh, yep, that's a freestyle.
It's a freestyle.
Literally in the title. But this is one of your picks, Carl.
Yeah.
So why don't you take the driver's seat?
Okay. I was on the train. I remember on my way home and I saw it on Tidal and I was like, oh, okay. Album of the year. Let's check it out. The first thing I noticed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He hopped on Nas's Uchiwale, the first thing I thought, he did not let Nas down with this
one.
Yeah. You know, I know he
big shoes to fill.
He didn't let him down. He didn't let him down. I thought lyrically Cole delivered. I think a lot of people, even though he delivered on KOD, he wasn't rapping as hard as people may have wanted him to, like he did on his previous mixtapes. This gave me like a warm up kind of vibe. He took it back there just jacking beats and said, you know what? This week he said, feed me beats. He was fed. he ate. He delivered. He came with it. I thought he had
came
some,
back for seconds.
Came back
wow.
for seconds.
Stuffed. Yeah.
I thought he had a lot of witty lines, and then of course he threw some jabs at the new school. If you guys aren't touring in Prague, then you got to do something to fix your career. But I think it was a great freestyle, and to remind people that hey, KOD went number one, 450 plus. I deserve to be top three, if not the album of the year mentioned, you know. So I think it was a great freestyle, a great wake-up call, especially since Scorpion dropped and then Nicki dropped today. A lot of albums have...
crowded out
yeah,
there.
It's crowded. This has probably been one of the best years, I'd like to say, in hip-hop in a while.
Yeah.
So
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, just the kind of... like the way he flows on it and the fact that he's like kind of taking on the next wave of like SoundCloud rappers reminded me of the last song on KOD
in 1985, yeah.
Which was the strongest one on that for me. So I like this because it's similar to that. I can't think of the right term. Charming isn't the right word, but like I like that he's like kind of affectionately, like simultaneously, like advising and insulting the next
right.
generation.
It's
a
combination
of both. Yeah, it's like it's a fun trick to pull.
It's what
off.
I like to do around here.
Basically, that's Jason.
Young writers do it also.
Yeah,
you know, swat them down.
Yeah, they can't be getting big heads.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's true.
No, I think it's good. I think it's solid. You know, like album of the year. I mean, yeah, I don't think at the end of the day, well. It's a little too early to say.
It's very much early. I know I did a pseudo like rankings for rap albums right now. I think it's like number four for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's number four.
What do you have ahead of it?
I have
putting you on the spot.
I hate to put you on the spot. Yeah, number one, I have Nipsey Hussle's.
Yeah, you love that album.
Yeah, I love it. Daytona is two. Booker Ryan, Royce da 5'9 is three. I had J. Cole four and five. I'm unsure right now. I originally had a Ninth Wonder and a Black Thought Project, Stream of Thought, but five is open right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
An open slot. I actually really liked that Freddie Gibbs album.
Freddie, I love the album cover.
The cover is great. Yeah. I really like it. I feel like he doesn't get enough attention.
He does it. But Freddie, he's special. I think he has the potential. He still has time to try to reach that, that mark in hip hop.
Right.
Just if he gets more Madlib beats, who knows what he can do too.
Yeah, I mean, that the Pinata Project was
amazing,
so good.
Yeah,
but we're getting off. So Jason, what are your
J.
thoughts
Cole.
On the J. Cole?
Well,
freestyle?
he's definitely getting pretty cocky. Like album of the year freestyle.
It raps a competitive field.
Yeah,
man.
Well, I mean, it's interesting as someone who obsesses over the Grammys. I do wonder if he'll finally get some shine there.
I feel like. Yes, I mean
he's never.
He's
I don't
so
think,
big. Is this the thing? I mean,
I would hope at this point in his career, like he doesn't feel like he needs a Grammy to validate you know, where he's at.
I think he wants a Grammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, his next freestyle is going to be called High Recording Academy. Like, yeah, it'll be fun. No, yeah. But no, this is solid. I think that, like, he is someone who's constantly evolving and figuring out where he's most comfortable within his persona. So, like you said, when he's chastising the younger generation while also trying to guide it, like, I find that tension interesting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I said, like, I think, like, just the fact that he called it Album of the Year freestyle is, like, it's interesting. It's intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ballsy, but that's typical ballsy. J. Cole.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us listen to it. So it's J. Cole. Track is Album of the Year freestyle.
Probably vacation on Mars. The flow is out of this world and so is the boss. Blow the facade right off of your squad. Lil rappers, I love you, but you ain't shit till you got offers in Prague. Look that shit up. A book, nigga. Pick that shit up. Expand your vocab. I'm giving out toe tags for no cash. All summer long, plus three seasons after. Please CC a rapper, tell him meet me. It's absolutely imperative that my heat speak to rappers. The problem with this game is this week. See a rappers, I'm the answer on the low. I'm a cheat sheet for rappers.
All right, that was new J. Cole. Let us do, what do we have left? We have a Jason and a Joe. All
right. Go ahead, man. You go first.
Oh, thanks. That's awful gentlemanly of you. All right, well, let's do so I picked Lewis the Child with Max. Yeah. I have a new song called Dear Sense. So Max has been, I said Lindsay isn't here because she is a big Max stan.
Definitely loves
I feel
Max,
like she's
yeah.
written like three different interviews with him. I might be making this up, but yeah. She is like, it's basically like Portugal the Man and Max.
Yeah, it's
are
one of those,
her like those oh, I guess two. Jack White, she listens to three different artists.
Yeah.
Those
would you have
them.
Florence? I think she just Max is over Florence for her in terms of her ranking. So it yeah, probably, I think Jack yeah. White, Portugal the Man, and Max. Anyway.
Anyways, though. So yeah, so I mean, I would say I'm not like, I like Max's voice. I like Lewis the Child. I'm not like a particular stan of either artist. But this song I just think is like fantastic. Like, I think it's a weird, let me start over. A lot of songs and, you know, this is probably the way things should be, are about producing a good song, but the production on this I think is just really fascinating. It's like very much there like just to support the vocal performance. Like the synths are really kind of like take a backseat, but then they kind of like playfully like stab forward to like kind of emphasize the emotion of what he's saying at various points. It's just an odd trick that you don't hear done that often. Like people usually want this song to kind of stand on its own. But this to me is very much like good because it's like a particular recording. Like, no, you wouldn't like cover this song because it's like such a good song.
Yeah.
It's just like a really interesting vocal performance with music kind of like augmenting it, synth music specifically. Yeah. But what do you think about it?
I really like this song. I thought that like this was the Max that I've wanted to hear for a while.
Yeah.
And you know, I listen to pop radio way more than you guys, I would say, since I'm driving.
I don't listen to radio period, so yeah. Yes you do.
Yeah.
So I definitely listen to pop radio more than you guys. Lights Down Low by Max featuring Nash is a pretty big radio hit. Like I hear it on top 40 radio a good amount. It's kind of a knowingly cheesy R&B song.
Yeah.
Where Max, you know, Max has a great range in terms of his vocals, but he kind of leans into that corniness a mm-hmm. little bit. It's fine, you know, it's a catchy song, but like I think that like something like this shows off his voice way more endearingly. Like I think that I want to return to this song and his like persona on this song way more than I wanted to on Lights Down Low. So mm-hmm. yeah, it was, and part of that is the song itself, but I also just think like he's really engaging on it. So yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you. Like I'm Max, like I like his voice. Lights Down Low is a little grating for me after like a million listens. But this is like kind of what I want from him.
Yeah.
Especially as a whore for synth music. I'm into this.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah. And also, a little brief for those who don't know, Max's New York-based singer-songwriter, Louis the Child, is a Chicago duo, two DJs.
Yeah.
From Chi-Town, from the Big Windy.
As wow, speaking of Lindsay.
Yep. But yeah, and I think it's fantastic, and Carl, you hate it because you wouldn't even listen to it.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, well, let's listen to it, though. It's Louis the Child with Max. Song is called Dear Sense. All right, we have the Jason song.
Yeah, come
song.
On.
Wafia.
Which rhymes with mafia.
Rhymes with mafia, spelled like mafia, but with a W.
Yes.
Song is called I'm Good, and I know like nothing about Wafia, so tell me everything.
You and I both.
So, when I woke up this morning, I did not know much about Wafia either.
Mm-hmm.
She's a singer-songwriter. She worked on this song with Rabel. Who's a big pop singer-songwriter. I heard this song on a new music playlist and I loved it. I think this song is awesome. And you know, I did a little bit of research and you know, listened to her I believe it's an EP. I think it's like 7 or 8 songs, so I think it's an EP. I mm-hmm. want to say an album, but I think it's an EP. But this is her new single, and you know, she'll be playing shows in the New York area this fall. So she's kind of, you know, getting ready to release new music, I assume. But yeah, I just love this song and I love everything about it. Like it starts with the line, and I liked it so much because,
you got a tattooed on your arm.
Yeah. I got a tattooed right in the last 2 hours.
Soon, but
yeah.
Whatever, man.
I was so young. I was so dumb when I gave you my heart. And it's a, you know, it's a pretty standard line about a breakup. So it's a post breakup song about like being okay with yourself. But the way that she sings it is so great. Like she almost sings it as like a sigh. Like she's like, I was so young. I was so dumb when I gave you my heart. Like, it was just like she's so like resigned to and exasperated with her past actions. I love those little nuances. And that's this song is so full of them. Like, you know, there are some parts in the chorus that, you know, I think she rhymes like bad with sad, but you don't even notice any kind of clumsiness because she really sells it so well, and she sells it as like a show of power and a show of resolve to move on. I love it. So yeah, go Wafia. What did you guys think? Sometimes Carl, let me give you a little bit of history.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I would say every 6 weeks or so, I'll get on Must Hear Music and I'll be like, I love this song. This
right.
song's awesome. And then Joe and Lindsay will be like, well, you know, it's fine. And then like just shut me down. So Joe, what do you think about this song?
I like it. I do like it. I would say it struck me. It definitely stands out. The thing that, and maybe I'm crazy, it reminded me a little bit of Annie, like the Swedish pop singer. Like, The sound of it is vaguely, and this I would not define it as Europop at all, but there's something about the sonic production that reminds me of like turn of the 21st century Europop, which is a thing that I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
So I like it. It's good. I would say I'm not as like taken with it as you, but I enjoyed it. Maybe I need to listen to it a little bit more.
Carl, what did you think?
I got to give it more of a listen. I do appreciate, you know, me being able to check out all post-breakup songs because they always touch my heart.
Carl.
I'm a softie in that regard. I can't help that, but I do see potential. You know, potential is always a big thing in the music industry. So I'm definitely curious to see what else she got in store.
Yeah, it did make me want to like hear more from her. Yeah. I would definitely like I saw the name and I was like, okay, I'm gonna like pay attention to the next song from.
Well, I was trying to remember who she collaborated with. She actually collaborated with Louis the Child.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, on the song Better Not. I forgot.
Wow, this is full circle.
Yeah, really. It really is. But yeah, no, I really like this song.
Yeah. So it's Wafia.
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 Yep.
All right, well, let's listen to it. The song's called I'm Good, and let's hear it. Let's spin it.
I was so young, I was so dumb when I gave you my heart. Think you're so mean, think you're so clean in your old classic car. But honestly, looks can be deceiving, you look good from afar. But when you're up close, you're a loser and you lower the bar. Ooh, finally got my cafe.
All right, that was Wafia, and that's all we got. That was a pretty
what a show.
Pretty action-packed. Yeah, maybe not. Yeah.
It was action-packed. There was, wow. J. Cole.
Nicki Minaj.
LSD. The Child.
Wafia. Yeah.
Max. Anyways, but yeah, cool. Next episode, we're going to do a little detour. Well, we'll just tease that. But then the one after that, we'll come back with Ariana, which will be very exciting.
Ooh. Yo, we should let people know to give us like ratings and reviews and stuff.
Nah. No.
Let's
rate us and review us on iTunes.
I
want to
know what people are liking. They're probably liking Wafia. Leave us reviews about Wafia.
Review one word, Wafia.
Yes, boom. I would love that.
Do review us on iTunes and all that jazz. Tweet at us, and we'll catch you next time.
See
Carl, thank you for your
debut.
Thank you for having
Carl Lamar, Billboard Hip Hop editor.
It. Yeah,
and Jason. Thanks, whatever.
Yeah. That's fine.
All right. And thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.